This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Bruchim Abam. We're continuing in Mishnah Berurah, Daf HaShavua, Simen Lamed Beis, Se'if Mem. Simen Lamed Beis, Se'if Mem. I want to bring up the Marah Mekaymos here. Let's see. Here we go. Beautiful. Okay. Simen Lamed Beis, Se'if Mem. Or Habatim, the hide of the batim, mitzvah la'asoy soy shachar, it's a mitzvah to make it black. Ba'in le'kamon, simen lamed gimel. Charitz shebein bayis le'bayis, the notch between one compartment and another, tzarech sheyagia ad hatzfar, has to reach the stitching. Ve'mo higia, if it didn't reach all the way down, k'shera. V'ushia nikar ha'charitz, we want the charitz to be recognizable. Okay, actually, let's see if we could see a diagram of this. This would be picture two. Okay, so first we have over here, make it bigger. The arabatim, it's a mitzvah to make it black, okay? Which is mashma that it's not ma'akev. Some say it's halacha mosh mesinai. We didn't see the Mishnah Berurah yet. Let's see. Okay, the groove should go all the way down. So let's see if there's a picture of that. Okay, so here. The charitz, shebein bayis v'atzoshiga ad hatfar. It should reach all the way down till the stitching. Okay, that's over here. If it didn't, it's kasher. The mechaber says, v'mo higeg shera, v'hu sheyia nikar hacharitz. You want that the charit should be recognizable, that the forehead should be seen by everyone. Okay, that's like over here. So lechachilat should go down to the stitching, but at least it should be recognizable on the top. Mishnah Berurah Sivkatan Kuf Pei Gemal. Let's move you to the side. Okay, Mishnah Berurah Sivkatan Kuf Pei Gemal. Certainly you should be careful that the shin is black. Sometimes, because it's so old, the blackness peels away. Mitzvah. Mashma. It's mashma b'dievet, it's not ma'ake. V'yesh poiskim d'sfirle, du halach l'mosh m'sinai. K'may ha'ritzuois. Some poiskim hold, it's halach l'mosh m'sinai, like ritzuois. Ule'i kuvahu, and it's ma'akev afil b'di'avet. Ube'bir ha'gra mashma, shum tzadik ken halacha. The bir ha'gra's mashma, that he is inclined to say this definitively la'halacha, v'chein b'yishuas Yaakov, v'chein mashma be'ol yarabah, uve'shar k'neses ha'gdoila, v'yesh la'achmer, that yishu ma'achmer, imloy b'makam d'lo yafshar. Unless it's not possible, yesh l'smach ha'divir ha'makilim, k'dei shu la'yizbatam li'mitzvah tzvalin. You know, like in the Holocaust, if they had an old piece of a pair of tefillin, do we say, well, you can't make a bracha, you can't put it on? Well, if that's all you have, there are shitas, and that is that the shita of the mechaber. The mechaber learns it's only a mitzvah. I wonder who's that based on? The Rosh, the Sefer Atshuma, the Mordechai, in the name of the Re. Fine. Shachar. V'hashachros toiv yoyse sheyi b'tzav shachar she'im bay mamish klal. The blackness, it should be a color of black that has no mamashas. Meaning it should just be a color without a substance. Don't put tar on the tefillin to make it black. It should just be the pigment, the color. V'atfillin yushchayrin rak b'chazusa ba'alma. The tefillin should be black only in appearance. Mikomakim hamashchirim b'min glanz, those who use glanz, the Targum says noitzetz mavrik, it's some kind of shellac. Sheyev shel kalfoy, it's impossible to peel. Afal pi sheyichon lahaser min haklaf oyde peruin dakin, even though it's possible to remove from the parchment with small crumblings, ein lahachmer b'diavad. You don't have to be machmer b'diavad. Okay, It seems like this kind of shellacking is thin enough that it's not considered substantive. Meaning, if the only way to peel it off is like to peel it off in little pieces, okay, that's not considered substantive. But if it's like a plaster where you could take the whole layer off at one time, and it's like a black piece of paper puzzle. The Rama says, look later on in Siman Lamed Gimel. It's a mitzvah to make a black. Look later on in Siman Lamed Gimel. B'sif Dalet B'Hagah. B'ayin Shem Mishabura. The Rama Ka'azul Shita Samachaber Hacha. Durak Mitzvah Ba'alma. Meaning, the Rama later on in Siman Lamed Gimel Sif Dalid is going like the Shita of the Mechaber that making it black is only a mitzvah, but based on the Mishnah Berurah's conclusion, it's not pashut that it's only a mitzvah. It may be, and that's the conclusion of the Gra, that it's ma'akev even b'diavad. Sif Katan Kuf Pei Zayin V'hu Sheyia. It should be nicker on the top. This is diagram 2. Okay. Aval, am enoy nicker mi b'chutz. If it's not recognizable on the outside. Okay, let's go to the picture. Like in this diagram, it's not recognizable on the outside. But on the inside, it is compartmentalized. Afshim v'fnim yesh dalet batim, b'chol parash v'ashim 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 v'ashim. So it's not enough to be four compartments on the inside. It has to be recognizable on the outside. L'chadchila down to the stitching like in diagram 1. B'dievet, at least on the top. Sivkatan kufpehe, nikar hacharetz. However, diagram 3, it should be recognizable. Aval srita, but scratching. A Rishima Ba'alma or a mark, Loi Mahani cloud does not work at all. Did I make another picture? Yep. Why? Let's continue. There needs to be some separation between the batim that they should be recognizable charitzim. V'chein hachayodim miyein b'maisa soifim shemedabkim abatim v'tochen kol habayis b'tiach oy b'glanz. Similarly, the Chai Adam is upset, does not accept what Seifrim do, that they attach the Batim. Here, let's see diagram 2. They attach the Batim, like over here. And the Tachin has called Bais Batich, they attach it with cement or with shellac, or glance, or some roishim glance. And then after attaching it, they make a scratch, they make a mark. And also, umagam, the lecharchila. But you know, she acharitz magiad lamata, lecharchila, you need the charitz to go down to the bottom. Ba'im bira alacha. I mean, I thought glue stam is a problem, like we said yesterday, that if you glue it, so then it's considered one bias. Certainly the soifim, they suspend, hide on the four batim. Here, like in Rabbi Yeager, just could you move to the right a little bit? Like over now, I'm joking. in the picture over here. That's what they put or on top of the four batim, like over here, and they cover up the bias. And then after that, they make a mark with a knife on top. Because by doing that, it basically becomes a tefillin shel yad, where it's one bias. It's not four separate batim. Okay, Rabbi Sai. Well, that's the end of Sif Mem. We'll pick it up tomorrow in Sif Mem Aleph. Maybe what we'll do is tomorrow we'll do 2 days worth because, you know, we have to start making up for some of the days of Pesach, upcoming days. Okay, everyone, have a wonderful day. Thank you for joining. Bracha v'hatzlacha.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.